In my time in the CFL, no. We don't see that very often. It's just not the – you don't have seven defenders usually in the box. But, I mean, now in these last few weeks, we definitely played. We played the Steelers. The Browns were a 3-4 – well, they were a 3-4 team before. So we were expecting that, and it's been good for us to sort of see those fronts because we're going to see them later in the year with the defenses we're playing. So so I'd say I haven't had as much experience as some of maybe the other guys, but definitely I'm prepared to go in and play against those fronts.
What's the biggest change for you? Is it angles? Is it having a guy over you?
Oh, yeah, definitely, and the versatility of the front. So you can do a lot of different things from that front. So it challenges you that way, and schematically it's tough. But I think we had a good game plan, and it's exciting. So, oh, yeah.
You had an opportunity last year, and then you got hurt. Do you look at this, you know, as another opportunity? Do you look at this as a competition for that right guard job at this point?
I mean, I just try to go out and play whenever I get the opportunity, and it was my opportunity today, so I want to go out and play the best that I can. And last year was a little disappointing with that, and I just want to make sure that I learn from that experience, and I'm prepared for it now, and I'm excited about what the next few games are going to be, and yeah, it's exciting.
Fred, I know you have to look at the film, but off the top of your head, was there anything in particular that you felt you did really well versus, you know, not so well?
It's hard to tell without seeing the film or whatever. I don't want to say one thing and it was actually another. So I got to get back and see it, but those guys are definitely a tough front, so I'm sure there's always going to be stuff to work on with when you play those guys. So they test your technique, and you got to rely on that and just play fast and physical. So.